Joe's Journey, week 10. Holy mother of weight loss. We're just trucking along now. When we started out with this, I weighed in at 404.4 pounds, which a lot of people would say, damn! And you'd be correct about that, about 6 foot tall. Last week when I stepped on, I was 381.4 pounds. And I gotta be honest, I have slacked off this week. Like, I think I only went to the gym once last week.
And what happened?
Just excuses. Tired, maybe a long day here, doing there. And it's like, oh, I'm gonna go. And I put it off. And that's my biggest thing. If I get it done after work, I'm good. But if I don't and I say, oh, I'll do it then, and then it becomes like 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, it's like 6 o'clock. I'm like, okay, now I'm gonna go to the gym. I'm supposed to be winding down and looking forward to like the next day of work and what's going on in the show. So I'm bummed at that, but still I made progress. Not what I was hoping for, but I went last week, I was 381.4. This week I weigh in at 380.2, so I'm down 1.2 pounds this week, which a loss is a loss. It's a great thing. And overall, I guess you look at the overall number, that's the best thing to do since June 20th. So what is it, August 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
About 2 months now, I'm down almost 25 pounds, 24.2, which is great. But I know personally, this is why I internalize stuff and beat the crap out of myself. I know I could be at a better spot.
What's your end goal? How much poundage do you want to lose?
I have a rough number, Alex, because I'm 6 feet tall, maybe 240, which would still probably be overweight. But I'm just a bigger guy in general. So I think my initial goal is to get down to 240.
So that is still 140 pounds to go.
If you're good at math, I'll take your word on that one.
Because you weigh 380 right now.
380.2, yep.
380, so that's 140 pounds to go. And Woo! If it takes you 2 months to lose 20 pounds, then that is...
I love the math going on right now, too, by the way.
Live the math, girl.
Yeah, so 140 pounds left. And if you lose, you lost 20 pounds over 2 months, so that's 10 pounds a month, then that is 14 months left.
Wow.
So his goal should be 10 pounds a month?
Well, I'm saying if he's going at the rate that he's going right now, I'm not saying that's what his goal should be.
I think what I'm doing...
What should the goal be? What's a realistic goal? How much... That's what I wonder.
Oh, like
I wonder
how much
if you
lose
are
month?
On pace. Right. This is why I think you should get a personal trainer, because I think they're going to push you and hold you accountable when you're not. When you have a week like this where you are bad about going and following through with going to the gym, a personal trainer is going to kick you in the butt and say, you're going.
I know two personal trainers, personally, my friends, at LA Fitness who will also help you with your diet.
I think I'm going to have to reach out to them and actually talk to it, because I've had multiple people say, like, that's one thing I appreciate.
Right.
People reach out, whether it's here at the radio station, on my Joe Pesh radio, like social media. They're like, hey, I can help you out, or if you need advice. And I say thanks. Like, and I say I appreciate it, but I'm good right now, because I don't want to blow them off. But I don't know. Maybe
I
need to follow up with someone.
I think that's you not being willing to commit to the hardcore
right. And
Joe's
I'm telling
journey.
You. Austin and Jacob at LA Fitness, they are no joke. They will whip you into shape, Joe. And they've been offering. They've been talking to me about it. And I told you this from day one of Joe's journey.
I might have to reach out and talk to them and see what they got to offer right there.
Now, if two hot sexual men are not your flavor.
No, it totally is. Please don't offer me a woman.
I have a woman, a
I
friend
you were going to be the one.
Who's also a personal trainer. Her name is Miss Terry. I believe she is at the Lawrence YMCA. And here's what's so interesting about Terry. She's a personal trainer there.
Okay.
She's, I think, 84 years old.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
She is all like world famous.
I'd be down with that.
For being a personal trainer at her age, and she is a badass.
I bet she's ripped.
She's amazing. She's a family friend of my family's.
All right, maybe I'll reach out to her. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
My name is Sabrina.
Sabrina, what did you want to say? We're talking about Joe's journey, week number 10.
Well, actually, Joe, my mom has a very similar story. She weighed like 320 at her heaviest.
Uh-huh.
So once she divorced my dad, she joked that she lost 280 pounds like that.
Oh, you know. Your mom's got jokes.
Right. So this has actually been a big journey for her for the last 8 years since that divorce. She is now, like I said, she was 420. She is now 220.
Wow.
Good for her.
That's amazing. What do you think the biggest thing was for her to stick to it? Because I always get this way. Usually it's within 2 to 3 months, I lose a bunch of weight, and I'm just like, okay, I can't do it anymore.
It's revenge body.
Is that what it is?
She said that you eventually peak at a plateau, so you have to get over that plateau.
So I got to step it up.
A little bit. Her biggest downfall was Nutty Buddy bars.
Oh my God, Alex has a Nutty Buddy bar right now in front of me.
I'm eating
Alex
them.
Alex is sabotaging me. Why?
No, put it out of your mind. Don't even look at it.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. And we are so proud of your mom right there for dropping that weight and just being overall a healthy person. So I
MILF.
For real, then you got the trainer who sounds like a gilf for me now too, so I got the whole package. I'm not trying to be negative, I'm just giving you real how I really feel. It is good that I lost a pound point too, but I guess internally I know what I could be doing. Even though I'm down, I could be down more, and that's the problem. I beat myself up. So
you need to be eating more sticks and leaves.
Do I need to do the Alex pretzel technique and just suck off the skin? Is that what I'm doing wrong with my nuggets? I'm not eating the skin off. All right. You can see Joe's journey online, radionowindy.com. Click on Joe's journey. You could follow me. My journey is Joe Pesh Radio on all my social media. And I'm also on MyFitnessPal. That's a good way to be accountable to you. And I'll follow you back. Just go find me, Joe Pesh Radio.